You're nasty. Beat is so hard, dude.
This cat's gonna be the death of me.
Now continue with our feature presentation of ANA MMA back in our usual normal time of Sunday night.
What's up, guys? It's Sean Ast filling in for Monty.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Sad.
Why are you sad, Sean?
I drank 8 liters of RC Cola.
Today?
Problem. Yo, why is this man got 8 liters of RC Cola in his house?
They're out. There's no joke. Yeah. There are 8 empty 2 liters. Are those one? No, those are two liters, actually. That's 16 liters of RC Cola.
Wait, there was eight?
What? Look
so there
behind
was actually
you.
16 liters?
Look behind you. You can go count them up right now.
Bruh.
That's a lot of pop.
Somebody help my man.
That's a lot of pop. Anyway, I'm your host, Slim.
Oh, Big Monty, back at him.
And we're, like I said, we're back in our normal time.
Yeah. Browns lost today. Don't want to talk about it.
Are you sure?
I'll be there Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah. Thursday night football, baby.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Browns. How much are tickets?
Probably get it for less than 20 right now.
Maybe I'll go. I'm off Thursday and Friday.
Lit.
Yeah, they did not do well. They need to fire that kicker.
Oh, he's gone.
Do you think?
I guess everybody's like flaming some dude online thinking it's the kicker. It's some other dude named Zane Gonzalez. He's just getting torched online right now.
Like when John Jones, people type in at John Jones and it comes up that one dude.
Like, why does that happen, bruh? You know what John Jones I'm looking for.
Because they don't look. They just type.
Fucking assholes.
Twitter fingers. You know,
and yeah, if I'm sitting here talking shit, I'm at least making sure I'm talking shit to the right person.
Sliding someone else's DMs.
You suck. Bro, Chad's the only person I know who will, like, legit fucking message a fucking, like, famous person just talking shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Like who?
He loves Stephen A. Smith, but Stephen A. was going in on the Cavs once, and Chad just, like, wrote him a long-ass drunk message, just like,
left him a voicemail.
I love you, but I hate you. Like, the fuck?
I can definitely see Chad doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, weirdo. Awesome. So, I lost all my money last night.
Oh, wow. You didn't tell me this until just now.
Yeah. What are you forgetting?
A lighter.
It's probably one around here somewhere.
Jesus.
So I learned that I probably shouldn't play poker since I don't know how to play poker.
Oh, I saw you were playing poker.
Yeah. So, moral of the story is don't play poker if you're not really too sure how to play poker. Because goddamn Bobbert took all my fucking money. And it was only 20 bucks. But still, I could have won 140. Darren was there. He cashed out at 29 bucks.
Yeah. You gotta know when to get out.
Yeah. Everyone else lost all their money. So, yeah.
You should have did what I did and found the best poker player there and gave him your $20 and been like, yo, when you double this, give me the money. And then pulled out. Now you got 40 bucks.
How?
And you didn't even play poker.
How? How's that work?
Because invest your money in the best poker player there. When he doubles your money, say, all right, I'm out. I invested my money.
Oh, so just let him win the money for
me. Yeah, that's what I do with Chad, bro. When we go to the
Chad
casino.
Chad is good at poker?
Blackjack. Just give him my money, bro.
I can do blackjack.
Just sit there and let Chad go ham.
But I was doing stupid shit. I was like, oh, I got a queen. Let's see what it. And there would be like no other. There'd be like one jack and like just a bunch of bullshit. And be like,
oh, they
not?
Definitely invited you just to take your money.
A queen and a jack.
They knew you were going to get drunk and just do stupid stuff.
I wasn't even drunk. I was just being stupid.
You were drunk.
A little bit. per usual, right?
Yeah.
Fucking
sad with a dollar sign.
Sad with a dollar sign. So we had a card Saturday afternoon. The UFC went to Moscow for the first time ever.
Yeah. Bazarasha.
Bazarasha. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty decent. It was on Fight Pass, so if you didn't pay your $10,
you probably didn't get to see it.
Oh, well.
Because you're an asshole.
Yeah, you can find the highlights online. Anyway, let's take it from the top.
In the very first fight, we had a bantamweight bout between Mirab Dvalishvili and Tarion Ware.
Tarion Ware on a 3-fight losing skid right before this, coming off his loss against Sean O'Malley. Dvalishvili, no? It was two?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just I spoke like all over the place. Boy rolled a pearl.
Ooh. Dvalishvili, absolute domination in this fight. There was just man, he mauled Tarion.
The Georgian had, of course, great wrestling, which we've seen before. He's just had a little bit of bad luck in his run there in the UFC, but finally getting his first victory. I thought he did an amazing job. He was the most dominant fighter on the card. He won all three judges' cards by 30-25.
It's insane. You never see that anymore.
Woo, dominated.
There was definitely some Russian bone throwing going on tonight. We'll get to that in a little bit, but this is not
Georgian,
one of those times.
Though.
Oh, okay.
Did you know Georgia's a country?
I did not. Where's it at? It's like South Africa or some shit?
No, I'm pretty sure it's somewhere in Europe. Let me check that out.
Hmm. After the fight, Dvalishvili called out Sean O'Malley, and his quote was, "You keep smoking, I'll keep training."
Fuck out of here, bro. You ain't getting Sean O'Malley. Sean O'Malley's on main cards. You're the very first fight on a fucking...
Right. Got to start
Fight
somewhere.
Pass, prelim.
Maybe one day.
It's right next to... It's right below Russia, in between Russia and Turkey, and it also connects with Armenia and Azerbaijan.
Whoa. Oh. Did not know that. Wow. Geography with Monty.
Yeah. I took Sean's fucking segment.
Okay. Dvalishvili getting it done. Heavy favorite in that fight.
On to the welterweight division.
We have...
Oh, yeah, me and Slim got that one right on our predictions.
Yes. We had Ramazan Emiev going up against Stefan Sekulic.
So, Sekulic making his UFC debut against Ramazan Emiev, and it was Ramazan Emiev who was putting the pressure on in this fight. I was surprised by Stefan Sekulic, who is a... What was that? Luta Libre black belt?
I didn't hear it.
Is it? I always thought Lucha Libre was like some like Mexican
wrestling
shit.
Yeah, with the.
But is that like Lucha Libre or some shit like that?
Oh yeah, I don't. Yeah, Google that. I don't know what that is.
Lucha Libre. Lucha Libre is primarily a mixture of catch wrestling and judo. There is also striking with the hands, feet, knees, and elbows. Oh. Notable practitioners include Marco Huas, Ebenezer Fontes Bragja, Joel de Oliveira, Alexander Franca Nogueira, Renato Sobral, Darren Till, and Jose Aldo.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, it didn't help him in this fight. Ramazan Emiev now on a 3-fight winning streak.
Very Dude. Talented fighter. I like what Ramazan Emiev brings to the table.
For
He's,
sure.
What I like He's... that he kept doing, something that I haven't really seen, when... I'm sorry, Sekulic was going for a takedown. Emiev would actually go for a Kimura lock and roll out of the takedown.
Really?
And it worked twice in this fight.
He's very crafty.
Yeah. Yo, did you guys notice that I sounded like fucking Lois from Family Guy last week? Like,
Peter!
Your boy's not sick anymore. I mean, I still got a little cough going or whatever, but I got this little...
I got this little blunt in my hand, so I'm good.
Stay away from me. Dude, there's fucking so much flu going around now. My sister's sick as hell. They were calling off left and right at work.
You want to come stay at the apartment, Slim? You don't got to stay with your sick sister.
Thanks for the offer, bud.
Can sleep on my couch.
If it means I get to play with Spyro, then absolutely.
Yeah, Spyro will definitely attack you in the middle. He'll be like, oh, look at Slim sleeping all peacefully.
Old Bucky?
Yeah. I'm Bucky Bootster.
Explain to the people what that means.
How long has it been? Like 4 episodes since I introduced Spyro to the podcast? You guys know I got my beautiful little kitten, Spyro. Now, that man has two personalities. He either, like... He was raised by humans, so he kisses with his mouth. He will come up in your face when you're sleeping and just start kissing you on your cheeks, rubbing his face on you, just cuddling you, loving you. Just the sweetest little kitten in the world.
Yeah.
But sometimes this man turns into a fucking animal. Ooh. A scary little wild fucking Black Panther.
Ooh.
And he's just attacking everything he sees. So when he was a baby, he had these two little buck teeth. So I came up with the nickname Bucky Bootster, and he's like this little like bad like old Western villain, like I'm Bucky Bootster, like fucking kicks into the tavern.
Put him
like,
up.
Yeah. Just robbing everybody for their moonshine. Pop, 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 pop. So yeah, I'm about to get the tattoo of Bucky Bootster.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Shout out to Spyro, bro.
Yeah, for sure. My little
guy. Uncle Slim loves ya. Okay, anyway. Ramazan Eve. Getting it done. Got the dub. The decision win.
Yeah. What were the scores? Do you got them?
I do not.
One judge had it 29-28. What? What? You stupid ass. What? Who had Sekulich winning around? Oh, what the fuck? Another judge had it 30-27, and another judge had it rightfully so 30-26.
Yes. Ramazan now on a 3-fight winning streak. It's time for a little bit of a step up in competition.
For sure. Moving on to the middleweight division, we had a debuting fighter, Adam Yandayev. Slim, I kind of gave you a little bit of background. Tell the people about this man.
So apparently Yandayev fought 9 times in a year.
11 months.
11 months to get his 9-1 record.
9-0 record.
Okay, yeah. So, and he's big, kind of a scary guy. So, you know, that's why we picked him.
So he's from the Republic also of Ingushetia, and apparently he is very wealthy there. We actually saw a Lamborghini that has his fucking nickname on it. And apparently he's just very influential there. Gotten a beef with another Ingushetian family, and there was a shootout. So he has a very large, kind of like a cult following on Instagram. A lot of people, he does flashy shit. He does. He lives an extravagant lifestyle.
Kind of like
people,
the Russian Dan Blitzerian?
Yeah, except he's Ingushetian. You know, it's one of those weird whatever. Things, like, okay. Oh, I'm Dagestani, but I'm Russian, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
gotcha.
What are you, really?
Well, it's like, you're in Ohio.
Is that how it is?
I think.
Okay.
I don't know.
But,
Ohio, yeah. People from Ohio are a different breed.
And then, of course, we have Jordan Johnson coming in with his unbeaten record, 9-0. Former Iowa Hawkeye wrestler, and I took Yandayev in this one.
So did I, but damn.
Jordan Johnson, boy.
Oh, my God.
Making his middleweight debut, too, cutting down from light heavyweight, which surprised me.
Yeah. Yandayev landed one punch the entire fight.
Dude, Jordan Johnson was pressuring my man. Like, Yandayev had absolutely no chance. I mean,
also coming off a 3-year layoff probably didn't help him.
Not at all. So, Jordan Johnson was just absolutely putting the work to this boy. Got an arm triangle choke in the second round, 42 seconds into the fight, into the second round. Jordan Johnson looked really good at middleweight, and it got me thinking, Jordan Johnson versus, like, Israel, what would happen in that fight?
I don't know.
Because Jordan Johnson, Iowa Hawkeye wrestler, I mean, that's the top pedigree of wrestling in the United States. Hmm. And then Israel, you know, revolutionary striker. That'd be a really interesting.
True. Jordan Johnson now on a 4-fight winning streak.
And of course, we always say how Israel's a smaller middleweight. We got our boy right here, Jordan Johnson, who's a bigger middleweight.
True.
I'd like to see something like that.
Interesting. Okay. I like it.
Not saying, like, I just, like, kind of thinking, like, matchup-wise, like.
Well, he is, like I said, on 4 wins in a row in the UFC, 10 overall, so, yeah.
We'll see what's next.
It could happen. Okay.
Jordan Johnson defeated, result. Moving on to the light heavyweight division.
Marcin Prachino going up against Magomed Ankalaev. Prachino, as we mentioned.
Prachnio,
yep. As we mentioned, the Polish boy. He trains with Jan Blachowicz.
Yeah.
And like we said last week, he was in that fight against Paul Craig.
Mm-hmm.
And
no.
Wasn't Paul Craig?
Nope. That was Amiv who did that.
Who's this guy? Or who did he?
So Prachnio in his UFC.
Oh, it was
Sam Alvey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait.
His first fight in UFC was Sam Alvey.
Who am I thinking of?
You're getting all your dudes mixed up.
Okay, he fought Sam Alvey. The other, Ankalaev, was the one that was dominating Paul Craig.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay, we're back on the same page.
Okay, so on Goliath.
But lost to Paul Craig, remember.
He did.
So that was...
He was dominating for the all three rounds and then lost the last second of the fight because he got tapped out.
Right, so...
However, he wanted to come out here and make a statement, and boy, did he! Oh my God, man.
Dude. Wow.
A nasty head kick, followed up by two shots on the ground. Sheesh! Procneo is out.
Like a light. like a light. 50 G's to Magomed Ankalaev for his head kick, followed up with some vicious punches.
Yeah, holy crap.
Woo! Give my man 50 G's.
Where is he from?
Ankalaev?
Makhachkala? Makhachkala? Is that how you say that?
Makhachkala. Dagestan.
Nice! Damn, I want to see him again.
Yeah, I'm sure we will see him because he didn't take too much damage in that fight. Shit, maybe get him back in there in 3-4 months.
Faux show.
Magomed Ankalaev defeated Marcin Procneo 3 minutes and 9 seconds into the very first round.
What episode is this?
62.
Okay. Dope.
Moving on to the next fight, which was fought at a catch weight. Of course, it was supposed to be at 155. Mirbek Taisumov missed weight by 6 pounds.
Yikes.
Ouch. So, what do you think about that, Slim?
Didn't Desmond Green fought that one dude that also missed weight in the last time?
Oh, hold on.
You remember that? Why does he keep getting these bad matches?
Yeah, Michel Prezeres missed, but he always misses weight. And he missed by 5 pounds, too. Yeah. He was 161, too.
Like, what? That's weird.
Yeah, so Desmond Green took the fight still, and Mirbek Taisumov dominated.
For sure.
I mean... He's just a hard fighter to figure out, man. And Desmond Green couldn't get the puzzle figured out. Mirbek Taisumov ranked... is he still number 15?
I don't know. Don't tell me. He is on a 6-fight winning streak, though. Yikes! Holy crap. He is 7-1 in the UFC.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He makes moves, man.
That's insane. Put that guy some top prospects. Oh, yeah.
I was fucked up last week, you guys. Last week was just kind of a fucked up episode. We had to, like, hurry up and record. All right.
It was funny.
It was all right, yeah.
We can take our time, is what you're saying. But we can take our time tonight. We can do it slow, baby. I'll do that
thing.
I'm going
to go real deep and slow tonight.
I'll do that thing that you like.
Super detailed.
Put my chin in your butt crack.
Ooh. Mm. Wait. Then why? Why would you do that?
Because I'm in there.
If your chin's in her butt crack, though, not really. You're just like looking up. Put a chin in a butt crack. You're like looking.
She would be laying down, so I'm like this. Like,
there's nothing you can hit your tongue with.
Bro, I'm fucking her with my tongue. My large.
A slit. Girthy slim, a butt crack is like right by your. It's like the upper or the lower back. Upper butt cheek, so there's no hole.
Oh. Well, all right. Bad reference. Anyway.
I mean, I'm just sitting here picturing you just like missing totally, like thinking you're hitting the spot, just mad drunk. Like. Yeah, you like me tongue punching your butthole. She's like, what? You're not even near it.
Are you licking my back?
Tongue punch.
Oh, it's been known to happen. Okay, so Mirbek Taisumov getting the dub over Desmond Green. What were the scores?
It was 30-27s all across the board.
Nice! On to the next fight. We had Peter Yan going up against Jin Soon Sun.
Yeah, so, whoa. Everybody, of course, was very hyped up about Peter Yan. He's supposed to be the next big thing in Russian MMA, blah, 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 blah. But, bro, although he was the one who dominated this fight and won... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. We skipped a fight.
What? Oh, we totally did. Whoops.
Moving on to the lightweight division, we had Hustam Khabilov going up against Kajan Johnson. This was a fire fight.
So, I see the meme that Dana didn't like Kajan Johnson. Do you have anything behind that?
No, I don't. I don't got anything on that.
Okay.
Never mind. Dana is just kind of like a prick. But, Dana, if you need any new journalists in there, I got you.
Right. Kajon Johnson now coming on a 2-loss skid after going four and one in his first five UFC fights. Man, Rustam was just too much.
Here's a stat for you, Slim. Kajon Johnson suffered his first decision loss since November 9th, 2003.
Damn.
That's a span of 5,404 days, nearly 15 years.
Wow.
And 24 fights.
Wow. That's crazy.
And this is the first time he has also had consecutive losses since 2004, so 14 years.
Damn. Kajon, I didn't know Kajon was been in it like that.
Yeah, Kajon's been in the game. So
he's 34 now. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunate loss here against Rustam Khabilov. We both had the Tiger winning this. In regards to judges' scorecards, I do agree with it going towards Rustam Khabilov. Kajon Johnson did do a good job making it close, and I think a lot of people did have it for Kajon Johnson. I just thought Khabilov was a little bit more effective.
That's fair.
And that was a split decision. Judges had it for Rustam Khabilov, 29-28, 29-28. One judge had it for Kajon Johnson, 29-28.
Nice.
Let's go to that catchweight fight. We also had another fighter who missed weight. Who was it, Slim?
I don't know.
It was Jin Soo San, who came in 1 pound over the non-title fight limit.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's not too bad. Yeah, right. He tried.
Well, you're coming from halfway across the world.
Right.
I believe it.
Fighting a guy in his backyard. So, as I was kind of saying before we realized we had skipped, Peter Yan, of course, was the one who everybody was talking about before the fight. After the fight, of course, everybody was talking about how dominant he was. But, bro, Jin Soo San made this shit so fun.
He bangs.
Like, dude, he got hit with everything. Like, he got hit with everything and didn't even get stunned.
Right.
I mean, he took it, like, straight up and was just laughing.
Literally.
Like, what the fuck? He is Korean Zombie 2.0.
Ah, I like that.
For real.
Okay.
Like, that is it. That's his mentor, and you can...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's, like, who trains him, and you can literally see it. Like, it's fucking amazing.
He's only 25, too.
So, as I said, he missed weight. He also missed out on $50,000.
Damn.
This was fight of the night.
For sure.
Peter Yan and Jin Soo San won fight of the night. Unfortunately, that money didn't go to Jin Soo San. Peter Yan made the 50 Gs and got the victory. So, and he also got 20% of Jin Soo San's entire purse.
Damn.
So.
He went back across the world with nothing.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That sucks, man. But he had a great performance. I want to see him again.
For sure.
Like, can't wait.
Definitely.
That was 30-27, 30-27. One judge had it, 29-28 for Peter Yan. Moving on to the middleweight division, the, I don't know, I guess you can call it featured bout of the preliminary card on UFC Fight Pass?
Yeah. The early prelim Fight Pass? Prelims on Fight Pass?
They were just like, all right, we're going to end this one. Now go to this other stream that's like right here. Like, oh, you guys couldn't just string that together.
Right.
And edit that. Literally. Okay.
you got to call it a main card even though there's only four fights? Okay, cool. Whatever you got to do. Anyway, we had the Doberman, CB Dolloway, going up against Khalid. I had trouble with this last week. God damn it.
You got it. Sound it out.
Murtazalayev.
Good job.
Murtazalayev.
Yeah, Murtazalayev.
Okay, cool. So, fucking Herb Dean, bro. I can't.
You dirty, nasty, evil son of a bitch.
What did CB do to you? Did he fuck your wife?
Literally. Literally. Like bro. What did CB do? He had to do some grimy shit, bro. He had to have smacked Herb's daughter or something.
He called him the N-word.
Herb was like, yeah, take that shit. Take that shit. Bruh.
Khalid at the end
of my god. If I was Khalid, I would literally just look at Herb Dean and be like, dog, I'm done. I would have just gotten up and just like just pointed at him like, bro, are you serious? No.
Khalid at the end of the second round was just completely destroying Dolloway.
He curled up. He went into like a fetal position.
He was barely covering up. You could tell he wanted out. He was tired.
He was not even trying to get out of it. He literally gave up and was just like, okay, mercy. Like was just laying on the ground.
He did everything but tap out, pretty much. Like, everything that you know, fighter, okay, like, they're done. They've been broken.
And Herb Dean's just letting him get wailed on, bro.
Just...
He's like... He was showing no sign of life. I mean, I don't even know why. He had his hand... He was covering himself, but he was done.
It makes no sense.
He had given himself up.
It literally makes no sense.
I mean, it was so bad, bro. Herb Dean, you are literally a Herb, bro. You are a fucking ass nugget. You suck, bro.
Herb Turd 2.0.
Herb Turd Volume 2, the fucking destroyment of fucking CB Dalloway. The Doberman dies.
Damn. We had to put the Doberman down.
Bruh.
He suffered his injuries.
Just come on, bro. Come on, bro. Don't do that to fighters. Like, I am so with letting a fighter fucking put up a fight and giving him a chance. But, dog, that was so clear. Even Paul Felder. Bro, I thought Paul Felder was going to hop in the cage.
Literally. Paul Felder was, like, shaking in the cage almost.
Like, bro, you're so bad, Herb. I don't. You're Mario Yamasaki, basically.
Weird as fuck. Weird. I don't understand. Anyway, so Khalid got that one. By CB actually quit on the stool coming into the third round.
Yeah, he's like, CB, I need you to get up or I'm going to call it. You want to fight? He's like, no.
How about just call it for him?
Yeah. Like, come on. You fucking jerk.
Come on, man. All right, well, that was the early fight pass prelims. Let's go on to the main card fight pass fights thing.
Okay. We had 18-0, unbeaten. I wouldn't call him a prospect because, boy, old as hell.
Right.
Alexei Konchenko coming in against former title challenger Thiago Alves.
Didn't really know what to expect from Alexei in this one. We knew what Thiago's game plan would probably be. The nasty leg kicks, the crippling punches, but it was Alexei who won the battle on the feet, in my opinion.
Yeah, Konchenko was definitely solid on the feet, man.
His boxing looked better.
He kept good distance. You can see that he's a hand-to-hand combat champion.
Mm-hmm.
Moves his record to 19-0. I don't know. I mean, he beat Thiago Alves, so he's got to get somebody who's borderline ranked.
Right. You'd think. Maybe. I don't know.
Like, somebody who's, like, very close to the rankings, I feel like they should fight for, you know, number 15 spot.
19-0 is no easy task.
Right. So, Alexei Konchenko defeats Thiago Alves 30-27, 29-28, 29-28. I was more on the 29-28 side.
Yeah.
Moving on to the heavyweight division.
We had the Pitbull, Andrei Arlovski, coming in against Shamil Abdurakhimov.
So, we both... I don't know.
I picked Shamil, you picked Andrei.
Okay, yeah. Man.
I kicked your ass this time.
You fucking balled out on me, son.
Yes.
So many...
I always go with the Russians.
Yeah.
Unless you're, you know...
Yandaev.
Johnson.
Wasn't Yandaev the only Russian to... Yeah, he was the only Russian to lose on this card.
Wow. That's crazy.
That hurts, buddy.
Well, Blachowicz. Well, Krylov wasn't.
Blachowicz won.
He's Polish, though. But Krylov wasn't Russian. He's, like, Ukrainian or something.
Right.
Anyway, Andrei Arlovski going up against Shamil. You could tell Andrei was very patient in this fight. But Shamil, every time Andrei would, like, throw a kick or something, Shamil would just, like, almost catch it and just, like, throw a punch and push him down. And
yeah.
Got Andrei on his back a few times from that. I don't know. I kind of thought Arlovski won, but Shamil ended up getting the decision.
Yeah, I agree that Abdurakhimov was the winner in this one. The judges had it 29-28, 30-27, 30-27. I was more on the 29-28 side.
Well, I thought Arlovski at least stole the third round and possibly the second.
Yeah, that's what I thought was the third round went to Arlovski. That's why I had it 29-28. I knew he needed a finish to win that fight.
Yeah, that's fair.
So moving on to the light heavyweight.
Well, what's next for Shamil?
I mean,
he says he wants Derek Lewis. He wants that rematch.
Yeah, no. You're not getting that.
He is ranked.
I know he's ranked, but Derek Lewis is like top contender right now.
True.
So, no.
True.
Get out of here.
Anywho.
You better worry about Jeff Hughes.
Yeah. On to the light heavyweight division. We got Jan Blachowicz going up against Nikita Krylov. Jan, I forgot about him. The kind of the dark horse in light heavyweight division. He's number 4 right now.
Yeah, bro. Don't sleep on him.
Right. And then we got Nikita Krylov, who originally came in the UFC. He's in 2014, going up to 2016, he was on a 5-fight winning streak. And now he is on a 2-fight skid, losing to Jan Blachowicz. Jan just looked better on the feet, better on the ground. I mean, he's really the complete package.
Yeah, Krylov coming back to the UFC for the first time since 2016. He had, of course, went over and fought Fight Nights Global, where he went undefeated. Unfortunately, his comeback was not what he expected.
No.
Jan Błachowicz is on a tear right now.
He's really that good.
Jan Błachowicz has beaten Devin Clark, Jared Cannonier, Jimmy Manoa, and now Nikita Krylov.
Wild.
He's one fight away from a title.
Yeah, he called out DC, too. He said, DC, you need to give up one of your belts, bud.
I mean,
and he said he's
right there.
He said, if DC don't want it, he'll take Gustafson.
Yeah.
Woo!
Which I would really like put it on a card somewhere next time you go to Europe.
That's a headliner, for sure.
Definitely.
Do it in Sweden.
Woo! Top contender fight.
Yes. Yeah, so, Jan Błachowicz, man. Looking great.
I would. I say that's next. Gustafson versus Błachowicz for top contender status.
Hell yeah.
Moving on to... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't give how the fight ended. Jan Błachowicz defeated Nikita Krylov via arm triangle choke 2 minutes and 41 seconds into the second round.
It was wild. It was like from the side, too.
Yeah.
It was
crazy. He like didn't even like try too hard.
No.
He just like fucking yoked him up.
Pull his strength.
Right.
On
the headliner.
The main event of the evening. Alexei Oleinik going up against Makhant.
So Alexei Oleinik, blessed to be the first Russian fighter, the first fighter to headline a Russian card,
right,
in the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
So a very big honor for him. And he took on the legend, Mark Hunt. This was your typical striker versus grappler match.
Right.
And
Alexei straight up said, hey, Mark don't have a chin, so I can't Ezekiel choke him.
Yeah. So he actually had a little bit of success standing up against Mark Hunt, but
Mark Hunt, man, threw a fucking windmill.
Yes.
Smacked Oleinik, and he just kind of gave him the thumbs up. Yep. Mark was like,
what?
All right.
Yeah, everybody thought that was the knockout punch, and it was, but Alexei just
ate it up, man, at 41 years old.
Yeah, he did get cut, though.
Yeah.
He was pretty cut up, but of course, he ended up getting Mark Hunt's back.
First he landed a super nice punch.
Yeah.
Wobbled Mark Hunt. He was on wobbly legs and just kind of ankle picked him.
Took him down and just,
yeah,
bro, slowly just, like, it was like a snake. I see why he's called the boa constrictor. That's exactly what he does.
Literally.
Is just take you and just, there's no moving him. Just, the more you move, the tighter he gets on you.
Man, if Alexei takes you to the ground, you are getting tight.
It's over. It's over. It. He has to be the most prominent submission artist in the UFC.
One of them, at least. Aside from, like, Damian Maia. Type,
bro, he's won 40-something fights by submission.
I think it was 55.
55 fights by submission?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Like a ridiculous stat.
That's outrageous, bro.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Well, look, go to his Wikipedia. It's a ridiculous stat.
Oh, my gosh.
Mark Hunt falling to 13-13.
Wow. Yeah, so we'll see what's next for Mark Hunt.
He said on the post-fight interview or in the press that he's probably only got one more fight in him.
Yeah, for sure. He that's what he should do is sell it as that. That was actually his first submission loss since 2010.
Wow.
It's almost 8 years.
Wow.
But he's actually lost 12 of his 13 career losses by stoppage.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Who did he lose decision to?
Let's see. Who did Mark Hunt lose a decision to? It was... He didn't lose a decision. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was against Curtis Blaydes in his last fight.
Oh, duh. We just watched that.
Oops.
So, Alexei, getting it done.
Moves to 57, 11, and 1.
That's so insane. 11? Only 11 losses?
Yeah.
Damn.
Legend in the game, bro.
Bro. Who's he getting
Such
next?
An animal.
He's in the top 10.
Jeff Hughes. I'm just kidding. Let's see here. Let's see some heavyweight rankings. Talk Slim.
He's got to be up there.
Talk Slim, yo freaking boob.
You boob tube.
You booby. You a booby boy.
I don't know what you did to my computer, but it fixed itself.
What I did to your computer?
Yeah, you had me double typing letters. Only on Chrome, though.
I didn't do that.
You fucked it up.
I didn't do it.
You were the last one to touch it. Okay, we have Junior Santos.
Nah.
Tell
them about Fabricio.
Oh. Bye-bye, Fabricio. He got popped.
Cheating poop.
By USADA. He's out for 2 years. He won't be 45. He'll be 45 when he comes back.
What's wrong with him?
Damn, man.
What a jerk.
It's with all the legends ruining the careers at the end, bro. Anderson Silva, like, come on.
Bro, they took down the rankings.
What? I'm looking at them right now.
Why can't I see the rankings?
I don't know.
Trash.
What would you like to know?
I was just trying
Alexi's number 11.
I just...
Well, Mark Hunt was number 8, so he probably is number 8 now. So, really, he don't have much to choose from. He's got Curtis Blades, Dos Santos...
Tai Tuivasa.
Yeah, he could do Tuivasa.
That's probably who it's going to be. Or Overeem.
Martian Tibera.
Where's Tibera?
Yeah.
Number 9. That's possible.
Interesting.
I'm going to say it's going to be him versus Overeem.
Uberim.
And that was UFC Fight Night 136. Am I right on that?
I think so. I don't have a number on mine.
Yeah, it's 136. The first fight in Moscow, Russia for the UFC. They pulled in $1,840,000.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
$1,840,000.
Russian fans went ham.
Bro, it was a lit crowd. Like, even for the early fights, like, they were there, ready to go. Oh, for sure.
Well, what time was it over there? It was 2 p.m. here.
Probably, like, nighttime.
Huh. All right. You want to take a little break? We'll come back, run down the next card.
Yeah.
Do we even have this set up? I do!
Hello, and welcome to this week's commercial for I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
Join us every week as we kick off the show with entertainment news, then we dive into Genre 5, which is a list of 5 of our most loved or hated genres, actors, things in movies, television, comics, or video games. I get it, not all of that is considered a genre, but get off my ass. It's hard to think of different subgenres every week, so yes, we take liberties with the name. Then fall down the rabbit hole that is Test of Tony, in which Tony, and sometimes me, if I have the gumption to partake, gets to relive a movie from his past, and with his old sage-like eyes tells me if it stands the test of time and passes the test of Tony. And to cap off this wild ride of two dickheads giving their opinions on movies, we head into Movie of the Week, where our heroes both watch the same movie and discuss it. Honestly, it's more like a book club. Either way, check us out at lousyweathermedia.com, and now enjoy the show, and as always, go burn books.
Bam, 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 bam. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Hey, yo, Monty Sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I've been stuck under frozen water. I guess I feel bad for the father of the daughter that I made come from anal. Although she probably didn't know him.
Oh, well.
See, she said she liked my palms. Isn't that what it is?
Keep going.
That's all I know after that.
Until I left after and said that she was misspoken.
Yeah. I know it. I just...
feel like she ripped the jewels right out my scrotum.
I'm literally living meal to meal and day by day. There's something in between that, though. Yeah,
no, that's it. Oh, that's awesome.
Super crunchy. Mm, yeah, oh, so yeah. Crunchy. Ooh,
ooh. We're back. How was your chips?
Chippy, chippy, chippy.
Chippy, chippy, chippy. Okay, so.
Yo. Before we proceed,
uh-huh.
Big shouts out to Before We Head Out.
Yeah.
Them boys are fucking outrageous. Just, if you want to hear about, like, just getting arrested and, like, weird sex and just, like, cats and stuff, that's them.
Listen to the main show?
No. Yeah, right. That's it's basically awesome. Like an improved version of the main show.
Improved? Don't hate on my other podcasts.
I'm not. Shout out to the main show.
Okay, cool.
They get like mad dabbed up and like eat edibles and shit.
Oh shit, for real?
Yeah, and talk about like Jenkum.
Jenkum? Did they make it?
Ew.
I got this new fermented batch in the corner of the room, yeah. Mind the smell.
That's some jail shit.
Ew. All right. Shout out to them. What's the podcast again?
Before We Head Out, and you can check them out on, they just got on Spotify, which is a good news.
Yeah.
They just got a new little recording system, so they're not going to lose their fucking episodes anymore. So tune in to Before We Head Out. You can find them on Apple Podcasts, as I said, Spotify, Podbean, all those other podcast platforms.
Everything. Find them all, everything.
We love you guys, especially you, the doctor. I guess the doctor likes you a lot. Like, he doesn't like me. He thinks you're funny.
Oh, dope. Fuck yeah.
He's kind of like, he's like the co-host.
Oh, gotcha.
To was,
what?
He's like the Slim to Lord Z's Monty.
All right.
Oh, I definitely am like the, you know, like Batman, you know? And like Sean's kind of like my like Robin. You're like Oracle.
Who's that?
Nightwing. Oh. I'll give you Nightwing. Oracle is Batwoman. So that's Barbara Gordon. She got shot when she was Batwoman. Boom. Joker cracked her right near her spine and okay. She became paralyzed. So after that, she took up being Oracle. And she's just like kind of like Alfred, but like she's like mad, like techie. Like she'll be like tracking shit while Batman's like running. She'll be like, there's a fucking gate to your left.
Was
just
she
bust it.
Professor X from fucking X-Men? Stuck in a chair?
I don't know. I don't know. I've never seen that.
Oh. You never seen X-Men?
Not that one.
No. He's in everyone.
Nah, I don't fuck with X-Men. I don't fuck with Marvel all like that. All
right. Well, I don't fuck with
DC
superheroes in general.
That's not cool.
So. Never seen Infinity Wars. Anyway, a new card.
Is this yes.
This is next week.
Yeah, this is on the 22nd. We have UFC Fight Night 137, Jimmy Manoa versus Thiago Santos. So
in Sao Paulo.
Let's just go with a little bit of background. As Slim said, this will be taking place in Sao Paulo, Brazil. So be ready to see a lot of Brazilians on this card. The venue is Gimnasio do Ibirapuera.
What?
Ibirapuera.
That's wild.
And a little more background. This was originally supposed to be Jimmy Manoa versus Glover Teixeira. Remember that, Slim?
Yep.
But Teixeira pulled out on August 14th due to a shoulder injury. And that's where Thiago Santos stepped in. I heard Anthony Smith was trying to get on it.
I believe that.
Yeah, right.
I definitely believe that.
Another little tidbit here. Mark Godbeer was also supposed to face Luis Enrique at this event, but Godbeer pulled out of the fight in August with an injury and was replaced by Ryan Spann. So remember, Ryan Spann was the one who called out Jeff Hughes in the LFA. He was a light heavyweight champion and called out Jeff Hughes.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't want that smoke.
No.
Neil Magny was also supposed to be on this card facing Cowboy Oliveira, but Magny, remember, got moved up to August 22nd against Santiago Ponzinibbio.
Yes.
At UFC Fight Night 140. So therefore he was replaced by Carlo Pittersoli Jr. And that'll be the co-main event of the evening.
He's
also supposed to be on the card was Ketlin Vieira. She was supposed to take on Tanya Evinger at this event.
Oh,
but
yeah.
On August 7th, she pulled out due to a knee injury. Evinger was removed from the card and rescheduled for a future event versus a different opponent. And lastly, the Ultimate Fighter Nation's middleweight winner, Elias Theodoro, was supposed to face the Ultimate Fighter Brazil 3 heavyweight winner, Antonio Carlos Jr. at this event. Antonio Carlos Jr. pulled out on August 28th due to injury. They got sent to UFC 231.
Wow, he was the heavyweight winner?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, so we had the heavyweight winner fighting against the middleweight winner, yes.
Damn, that's nuts.
Yep. So, how's Elias Theodoro's career going for Invicta?
I don't know. I haven't seen him recently.
I saw him.
Is he still doing that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's still on that.
Dope. Ring boy. I'm trying to be a ring boy.
I'll shake my little yeeks.
No one sees this belly in a crop top. I said that.
Ew, it's hairy.
Its belly button looks like it swallows lint. Sometimes it does. You ever get that?
Oh yeah, I clean my belly button.
It's like it blocks it. It's weird. It just gets stuck right there,
yeah.
Right at the entrance.
Right, and you can just like, scoop it right out.
Wait, how did?
It's like a teeth to the bottom lip.
Oh my god!
So, all right. Let's take it from the tap.
We got Alex Chambers, Astro Girl. Astro. The Australian going up against Livinha Souza.
Yeah, so Olivia Renata Souza. Let's see if there's any relation to Jacare. No?
No? Nothing? No?
Okay. Nope.
Chambers, we have, or is it, yeah, it's Chambers. Mm-hmm. Chambers is coming off a two-fight losing skid. Once in 2015, once in 2017. This is her first fight in 2018 so far.
Making her comeback against Livia Renata Souza, who has only lost one fight. That was in Invicta FC. That was against Angela Hill, and it was a split decision. That's when she lost her Invicta strawweight belt.
Oh.
So she...
This is a former champ.
Yes, she was a champion in Invicta.
Yo, I'm going with her.
Yeah, yeah. She's. I'm really excited to see what she can do in the UFC. She only has that one loss. Other than that, 11 wins, two of them by knockout, seven by submission, two by decision. She is a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. ANA MMA going with Livia Renata Souza in this one.
Hell yeah. On to the next one. Remember the name. Don't forget it. Bilal Muhammad going up against Eliza. What? Mm-mm. What?
That's not true.
What do you mean?
Bilal Muhammad's not in this.
What? Oh, that's what I got.
Nope.
What do you got?
So,
he wasn't one of those fighters you named.
Right. Let's look into this. Because I have Luigi Vendramini. Oh. So, give me one second here.
Vendramini. I'll talk about Dos Santos for the moment. So, Dos Santos is the Brazilian fighter in this card. He is on a five-fight winning streak right now. Damn, and they're going to put him up against Bilal? Shit!
Okay, so Elizo Zaleski will now take on Luigi Vendramini at UFC Sao Paulo on September 22nd. He is replacing Bilal Muhammad on this card. Muhammad addressed his withdrawal on social media. He said, "Shout out to the people that believe in me." And this is the quote on the caption here. "Unfortunately, I had to pull out of my fight next week with an injury. First time ever pulling out in my career. It was a hard choice, but God's plan is bigger than mine." So, Vendramini is coming in with a professional MMA record of 7-0, making his UFC debut against Eliza Zaleski. Last time we saw him, he had that spinning hook kick knockout over Sean Strickland.
Oh, that's right. I got to pick Dos Santos.
Against the unbeaten Vendramini, huh?
5-5 win streak? In middleweight? Or welterweight, sorry.
Give me one second here. Let me check out Vendramini.
What are you doing? Okay.
Let me check out Vendramini. Give a little. The Italian Stallion. Okay. My man, bruh. How old does this guy look? How old does this kid look to you? That's a teenager.
17?
Bruh.
How old is he?
He's 22.
Damn. He's younger than us. He's taking on number 15 in the world. Holy shit.
He is fighting out of the First Fighter Center in Rome, Italy. Fucking gladiator style. All submission. I'm sorry. All stoppage victories. 3 KOs, 4 submissions. He gets it done usually in the first round. He does have a 10 second knockout.
Damn.
Oh, wow. All
right.
He hasn't fought in a year, though.
Hmm.
Ah, man. I got to go with my bloodline here. Luigi, the Italian Stallion, Vendramini.
Wow.
Okay. Are you still going with?
Yeah.
Okay. ANA MMA going to disagree. Slim's going with Eliza Zaleski Dos Santos. I'm going to go with the newcomer, Luigi, the Italian Stallion, Vendramini.
On to the next fight. We got the Battle of the Veterans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I was going to call them old dudes, but that's not nice.
That's not cool.
We got Talis Latis going up against Hector Lombard. I almost said Heckler.
He is.
Hey, shut up out there.
To CB Dalloway.
Right.
Remember that beef?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so the Cuban going back to middleweight. Man, he's so short. It's ridiculous.
How tall is he?
71 inches. That's like 5'6", I think.
Bruh.
Maybe not. Hang on.
He's like 5'11".
Tell me about Talis Latis.
So he will be taking on Talis Latis. Talis Latis, of course, has been on a little bit of a skid lately. In his last 7 fights, 2-5. Damn. Rough going.
He's Hector's 5'9".
Oh, okay.
Short middleweight, though. I think he's the shortest one of them.
I don't know about that.
He's got like a Paul Harris build.
And Hector Lombard, who has lost his last 5 fights, and the one before that was a no contest because he tested positive for steroids.
Jesus.
So, obviously he's off the juice and getting his ass fucking kicked.
Good old USADA.
Keeping I'm going to go ahead and pick Talis Latis in this one.
Same.
ANA MMA going to agree. We're going with Talis Latis.
In the next fight, we got Maria Bueno Silva going up against Julian Robertson.
Yeah. So, go ahead and give the people what they want to hear on Jillian.
So, she is Canadian. She's only 23. Wow, that's crazy. Her nickname is The Savage.
She was just in the last Ultimate Fighter, right?
Yeah.
The one before this?
She is...
Or, two before this?
She beat the Meatball Molly.
Yeah.
Yeah, she beat her recently, and she did have a win before that against Emily Whitmore. Or Whitmire.
Yep.
So, building a nice little streak here. Because Molly was a big prospect coming into the UFC. What do you got on Silva? Just 4-0. What are you looking at? What?
There's a Dana White Tuesday Night Contender Series in Brazil?
Yeah. Dana, I don't think Dana's there, but...
You what the that? Fuck? No!
It's not on right now, but there will be.
She just fought on August 10th.
What? For real?
What the fuck? Bruh!
We missed it?
This girl who won? Bruh! Shorty has face tats?
Oh,
her real? Whole face is tatted? What's... I need to see the show! I need to see the show. Why? Where can I find it?
I don't know. I didn't know.
Why is Dana just holding this back? Shorty has a face tattoo. I need to see this.
I didn't know it was a thing. I heard about it, but...
Bro, it looks lit!
Hmm.
Wow. I'm about to do some research tonight. All right, back to this. So, before that, she had 3 wins. She was successful in 2 of her fights with a submission, and the last one before that, she won via split decision. She's 4-0. The way she got to the UFC was a Bravo choke on Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series Brazil, 1 minute and 2 seconds into the very first round.
I don't see no face tats.
Not on
she,
her.
She does. Oh, okay.
Not on this girl.
Gotcha.
I'm talking about on the episode series okay. that she.
She looks like a dog,
on.
Though. I'm gonna go with Silva.
ANA MMA going to agree on this one. We are going with Mayra Chitara Bueno Silva.
Ooh, Chitara.
Moving on to the next fight.
Sorry. I was like, oh, what's
the headlining or the featured bout of the UFC Fight Pass preliminary card.
We got Killer B, Ben Saunders, going up against Sergio Morales.
Marias. So the last time we saw Killer B was when he had that surprise knockout with the knee to the body of Jake Ellenberger.
Right.
That got him a performance of the night, and he will be taking on...
Sorry, wrong screen.
Sergio Morais.
Sergio Morais.
Who we last saw defeat Tim Means via split decision. His fight before that was against Kamaru Usman, who knocked him out.
I think I'm going to take Killer B, because I really like him. But, you know, we are in Brazil, so who knows?
I'm going to go with Sergio Morais via submission because he's a third degree black belt. So
nice.
I'm feeling a little submission action.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay.
And that was the Fight Pass prelims.
So ANA MMA going to disagree on that one. Slim's going with Ben Saunders. I'm going with Sergio Morais.
Pay you $10.
Moving on to... Oh, this is on Fox Sports 2. That sucks.
Get the app, dude.
We'll have to watch it on your phone or something.
You can do it on... Just get the app.
Eat my
you can
butt.
Put it on your computer or on your PlayStation.
Eat my butt.
Okay. So, the Vanilla Gorilla Chase Sherman going up against Augusto Sakai?
Sakai.
What do you got on Augusto?
So, Augusto Sakai was a former Bellator fighter. He only has 1 loss, and that was a split decision to Czech Congo. in 2017. Before that, he was 9-0-1, had a pretty good run there in Bellator. After he lost, he went to something called Immortal. It's not even Immortal. I guess that's how you spell that shit in Brazilian. But
all right.
Brazilian, Portuguese. But he was also on Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series. Bruh, I'm mad as fuck. There's been two episodes. Three episodes.
Think of the Contender Corner.
And this shit, bruh, I'm so mad.
We'll look it up later.
I'm so mad.
The Vanilla Gorilla on a little two-fight skid right now. He is only 2-4 in the UFC so far. I'm going to have to go with Sakai on this one.
Bro, it's at the UFC. It's at the Institute.
They're flying these dudes all the way up there?
Yeah.
What?
What the fuck? I'm so mad right now. Fuck you, Dana. Who are you going with?
Sakai.
A&A MMA going to agree on this one. We're both going with Augusto Sakai. I'm so mad.
So disappointed.
Moving on to the light heavyweight division.
We got Luis Enrique going up against Ryan Spann.
So Ryan Spann, we know he's the former champion of LFA. He's coming in with a record of, sorry, I lost my spot, 14-5. Luis Enrique 14. Bought about 14-5.
I got 10-5.
What? No.
Okay.
That's bad. Luis Enrique Barbosa de Oliveira. Yeah, you like that?
Ooh, yeah, I do.
Whole name.
He's coming off.
He's
a little,
10-4.
Yeah, he's coming off a little two fight skid here. I have him as 10-0. What the fuck?
Your shit's tweaking. He's not 10-0.
Weird. Okay. Anyway, yeah, he's on a two fight skid. I think I'm gonna take Ryan Spann.
A&A MMA going to agree. I think it's Spann.
Spann.
A&A MMA going to agree with this one. We're going with Ryan Spann on this one.
It might be Spann because his nickname's Superman. Superman Spann. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spam!
Superman.
Ham in a can!
Moving on to the next bout.
We got Evan Dunham going up against Francisco Trinaldo. I believe this is Evan Dunham's last fight.
Okay, as it should be. I got Francisco Trinaldo in this one.
Same.
A&A MMA going to... Is he still ranked for whatever reason?
No.
Okay.
Not anymore.
I was about to be like, jeez, Rick.
And then... Oh, jeez, Rick! In the next fight, the return of the Bronx, Charles Oliveira.
Going up against, who do you got? I just want to hear who you got. It's probably wrong.
Christos Gaigos.
Okay, that's right. So Christos Gaigos coming in with a record of 15-6. He has fought in the UFC before. He actually fought back in 2014 to 2015 in the UFC. He had a 1-2 record while he was in the UFC. He lost to Gilbert Burns and Chris Wade. Went into the regional scene in Russia, which that's literally the toughest scene to make it out of. So
right.
He went 2-1 there. Apparently they saw, you know, something good in him, but I gotta go with Charles Oliveira in this one.
Same, coming off that slick first round submission against Clay Guida.
Yeah. A&A MMA going to agree on this one. We're going with the Bronx.
And Charles that was Oliveira. The prelims.
Let's go to the main card, which is on Fox Sports 1.
We got Randy Marcos.
Randy Marcos. Let's go with Rhonda.
What?
Her name's Rhonda.
Really?
Yeah, it's not Randy. It's Rhonda Marcos.
What the fuck was I looking at? It's literally... Oh, my God.
Randy.
Listen up, Bo Bandy. That's awesome. Okay, Randall Marcos going up against Marina Rodriguez.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just so thrown off.
That's great. Well, I'm not even drinking today. Shit. Marcos is the number 13 ranked strawweight.
With her record of 8-6. What'd she do in her last fight?
She lost to Nina Ansaroff.
We have an unbeaten prospect making her UFC debut.
Yeah, welcome to the UFC.
She was on episode 2 of this fucking hidden, never before seen Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series, since it's so secretive.
You gotta skate up to the high ramp, like, to get that hidden tape.
Fuck, bro. He's just got that shit hidden. I'm gonna go with the unbeaten prospect who got her contract via stoppage victory.
Sorry, same.
A&A MMA going with Marina Rodriguez in this one.
In the next fight, former champ Henan Barão going up against Andre Ewell. Ewell?
Ewell. Ewell.
Might be like Ewell. Ewell. Something like that.
We'll go with Ewell.
All right, cool. So the former champ is 2 and 5 in his last 7 since losing the belt. Damn. He is on a 2-fight losing streak, losing to Brian Kelleher and Aljamain Sterling. He really didn't look like himself in either of those fights, to be honest, and I wonder if he's going to have weight-cutting issues in this one.
We'll have to see.
What do you got on Ewell?
Currently on a 4-fight win streak. He was fighting in King of the Cage, where he had a loss in 2017. Pretty much, he has a nice submission game. Pulled off a Bravo choke in his last fight, which was a championship fight in the CES. I'm going with Andre Ewell on this one.
Yeah, I just, like I said, Brow just hasn't looked like himself.
ANA MMA going to agree on this one. We're going with Andre Ewell.
In the next fight, cracking in the top 15 at light heavy, Sam Alvey, the smiling Sam Alvey, going up against Antonio Rogério Nogueira. If Sam doesn't finish this fight, there's no way he wins because Little Nog is a legend in Brazil.
Of course, Little Nog has not fought since 2016, so I'm really excited to see him back in the cage. But before that, he was 1-3 in his fights before that. But, I mean,
he fought the best guy.
Yeah, Ryan Bader, Phil Davis, Tito Ortiz, Rashad Evans, Anthony Johnson, Mauricio Hua, Patrick Cummins, and then Ryan Bader again. So.
For sure. I don't know. Give me Sam. I think he's having a streak lately, and I think he's going to keep it going.
I'm going to go with smiling Sam Alvey as well. ANA MMA going to agree on this one.
In the next fight, Cowboy!
I want to be a cowboy, baby. Me and Taylor were just baking that song at the bar the other night.
Alex Oliveira going up against whoever you said.
Carlo Pedersoli Jr.
Pedersoli!
Hey! We're not going to do it.
We're going to stop it right there.
He's actually currently on a 8-fight win streak, 1-0 in the UFC. He won via split decision his last 2 fights. So that's kind of scary, honestly. But
Cowboy, coming off that win, that second-round submission to Carlos Condit. Give me Cowboy.
I'm going to go with Cowboy Oliveira on this one as well. And that brings us to our main event of the evening.
We got the poster boy, Jimmy Manoa, going up against Thiago Santos. Isn't it crazy that they found a Brazilian to switch in?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I like it, though.
No, for sure.
What a good matchup.
Thiago Santos, if you don't know him by name, he's the guy with the big old sledgehammer tattoo on his chest.
Yes.
And he takes it off from time to time. He uses it to swing at people's heads. Jimmy Manoa, and he also fights at middleweight. This first time at light heavyweight, Jimmy Manoa has said, we hit a little harder. We do things a little bit different at light heavy. He's going to find out. So,
I agree.
Do you think Santos will have the success that Anthony Smith has had at light heavyweight?
No.
No?
Nope.
I think he'll have more power.
I think it's all Jimmy Manoa in this one.
You think?
Yeah. Now, I do know that, of course, Thiago Santos is the last one to beat Anthony Smith. He had that loss to David Branch and then beat Kevin Holland, which was a surprise fight because everybody counted Kevin Holland out of that one early. I just think it's going to be Jimmy Manoa's boxing in this one. I think he's going to have good enough defense to block those scary kicks and kind of just pressure Santos enough. We've seen Santos get knocked out. We've seen him get submitted. I just think he's going to end up getting caught and getting knocked out.
Honestly, I think the kicks are going to be the difference for Santos in this fight. So, give me him.
ANA MMA going to disagree on the main event of the evening. Slim thinks you should put the money on
Thiago Santos. Sorry, wild, I didn't know you were looking man. At
I just wanted to hear you say it again.
Who did we pick for the last main event? Did we pick Hunt?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so we're not doing so good on main events.
And I'm going with Jimmy Manoa in this one.
All right, we'll see who wins. May the best man win.
Yeah. So that would be UFC on Fox Sports 1, UFC Fight Night 137.
Yeah.
In Sao Paulo.
That's all for the fight coverage I got for you. I do have something funny that I saw on the internet today.
What?
So Joanna was at Moscow just doing some press and whatnot, and this guy starts asking her like Connor questions and stuff, like, oh, well, who do you think's gonna win? Do you think Connor's being dumb? And she pulled the media guy on stage with her to look to the cameras and tell everyone that Connor is dumb. And I thought that was great.
I thought I had video of it, but
it's on MMA Junkies Instagram.
Oh, here we go. I got it.
The plug isn't working, so.
But. Habib against Connor.
Yeah.
Just your opinion about it.
I think definitely it's the fight of this century. Anything can happen, you know. Two different styles. I like both of the fighters, and I don't like to predict the fight, so you are not going to hear the prediction from me.
Okay, if we have about the behavior, about the...
What do you want to insult Conor McGregor here? You want to insult him?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to insult him? Come here. Come here. What's your name?
Dima.
Dima, insult Conor McGregor in the front of the camera. What do you think about him? Come on, be honest.
He's a good fighter, but not more. He can speak more than other, but I think that's the...
Okay. Wasn't he a champion in two different weight classes? Is he only talking or he's doing stuff?
No, he's doing not.
So why are you saying that he's talking more than doing somehow?
But he's the part of his success, because...
Of course he is.
Yeah, sure. But we have a lot of...
Are you
of
working for big
accounts?
For big media or small media? What's your dream? What's
media.
Your goal in your life?
Jeez.
To be best in my...
To be the best?
Yeah.
Okay.
In my...
You really train hard?
Profession, huh?
You really train hard?
I'm not sure. Because it's enough for me, my position right
it's
now.
Enough? Oh, that's nice. So all the best to you.
Yeah, sure. But, okay, which one will support in against...
I told you. I support both of them. They both are my colleagues, so no prediction for this fight.
Great.
If you are Russian and you want to insult Conor McGregor here, you shouldn't do that.
Okay.
Tell
him. Thank you very much.
Guys, so much.
Wait, listen. Keep listening.
Example of stupid question, so thank you so much.
Jeez,
ripped him up. Like, what do you want to do? What are your dreams? Do you do anything to back that up?
Damn. Breaking news via MMA.
Via MMA.
ANA MMA.
Okay.
Wow. Jimmy Manoa was out.
Stop.
Eric Anders replaces Jimmy Manoa versus Thiago Santos.
Whoa.
As the main event
at
of
light
the
heavy?
Evening.
Yo.
That's... Wow.
Are you serious? What happened to Manoa?
Okay, let me find this.
All right, well, good thing we didn't stop recording.
Jimmy Manoa is out of the light heavyweight headliner against Thiago Moreira Santos in Brazil. But stepping in, blah, blah, blah. UFC officials have not yet made a formal announcement of the change for the card, which takes place Saturday. It doesn't even give the reason.
Wow. Yeah, I just seen that.
Wow.
Damn.
Fuck, dude.
That's insane. That literally was tweeted when? 2 minutes ago. What timing?
Breaking news, man.
That's nuts.
Holy shit.
All right. Now what you got?
Fuck. I got to go with Thiago Santos now.
Damn, that's a firefight at middleweight or light heavyweight.
Shit. I don't know.
Wow. He just got that knockout, though, and he was wanting to get back in there.
I don't know, man.
3 weeks since his last fight. Damn. This card's been through way too much.
Yeah, like, holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Who are you picking? Santos still?
Yeah.
All right. A&A MMA going to agree on this one. So, apparently, Colby said that on BJ Penn Radio that he thinks Connor's too coked up to do press runs right now.
All right.
Let's go ahead and listen to this. Oh, it's 27 minutes long.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. That's wild.
Weird. It is kind of weird that, well, they are doing, they did announce that on the, what is it, the 20th?
What?
When are they doing the press thing? I think it's on the 20th, right? They're doing a media-only presser in New York. Which I thought was weird. Like, you've always seen Connor have the fan support behind him and cheer when he does and says, you know, crazy things. Like, you'd think they'd want that to hype up the fight to get, you know, because that's what Conor thrives in. He thrives in people, you know, cheering him on. That's why he does the things he does, to get attention. And it's just weird that they're only letting media in, to me, but.
So, tell me what you think about Uriah Faber saying that Sage Northcutt versus Logan Paul could be a really smart financial move.
I mean, yeah. Did you see how much money he made from fighting KSI? They sold, like, what was it, 5 million fucking $10 pay-per-views? Like, ridiculous. And they sold out the arena?
That's crazy.
That's insane. So, yeah, Sage, take that fight if it's offered to you. Completely.
That'd be so mean, though.
Dude, he would whoop him. Logan Paul's like, I used to be a wrestler in high school.
No! Wait, they're talking about MMA?
Yeah!
No.
Yes!
They wouldn't let...
You didn't see the tweet?
He'd have to
called him Sage Northbutt?
Yeah, but he'd have to wear, like, protective gear. There's no way. It's just... He can't just go professional. Is there any state you can just go fight a professional fighter like that?
Potentially. Probably. I don't know.
On some fucking Indian reservation?
Well, think about it. James Toney did it. Who's the wrestler or the WWE guy that just fought? Fucking CM Punk just did it.
What the fuck?
So I'm sure you can. They have no amateur fights. I'm sure you can.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Anyway, that'd be nuts. BJ Penn is coming back.
Yeah.
To face Ryan Hall. I believe that's at UFC 230, maybe 231. Or no, it's 232. It's in December. Yeah, that's like scary. That. Yeah? What? What'd you see?
Apparently, Rafael Dos Anjos versus Kamaru Usman slated for the Ultimate Fighter 28 finale main event.
I heard that.
I don't know how I feel, I guess.
I mean, give Usman his title shot, man. He's putting the work.
Right. He's like right there. Jeez.
If it's not Colby, it's got to be Usman. Come on.
What do you think about our boy, Sean O'Malley, punching? You know how they got that UFC punching bag?
Yeah. Thing?
He beat Tyron Woodley's score, Michael Bisping's score, Brian Ortega, Jeremy Stevens. He's only behind Pat Barry, Daniel Cormier, and Derek Lewis.
That's insane. Like, what?
O'Malley's the man, bro.
Dude. And he, it didn't even look like he hit it that hard.
Ah, that's so awesome.
He beat Brian Ortega, bro.
So how about this? Women's flyweight contender Mara Romero Barella, coming off her victory in the UFC, has been banned 26 years by the Italian MMA Federation.
Oh yeah, didn't she like kill someone or something?
No. She was selling drugs.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. Selling them out of her gym.
Yeah.
That's insane.
26-year suspension.
That's crazy. But that's only in Italy, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. She lost her last fight to Caitlin Chukagian.
But that's only in Italy, right?
Yeah.
She can fight elsewhere?
Yeah. Apparently. Both cannabis and cocaine are not banned out of competition under the UFC USADA anti-doping policy.
You can do coke when you're not in a fight? That's wild.
Additionally, due to specific language in the UFC's ADP, Barella may not be in violation of the promotion's own trafficking, quote unquote, guidelines if they wish to uphold the NATO suspension. The UFC's ADP states that, by definition, trafficking shall not include actions involving prohibited substances which are not prohibited in out-of-competition testing unless the circumstances as a whole demonstrate such prohibited substance are intended to enhance sport performance.
Hmm.
So basically, you're allowed to sell weed or coke.
Interesting. That's wild.
She knew what she was doing.
Hey, yo, Jeff, I got a plug for you.
LOLOL. Jeff gets the fucking random fucking drug test. He's super pissed at us.
They just said you can do that at a competition.
Eat my butt.
So he can get tested all he wants. Oh! Interesting.
Anything else, Slim?
I don't think so. I think that's all I got, gang.
That's it, man. I had a pretty fun time.
Yeah, I had a blast.
That was good.
I gotta go fucking work tomorrow.
Mm, yeah, me too. I got a meeting. Like, I think it's like 8 in the morning. Like, who really wants to wake up for a Monday morning meeting? And they just go over the same shit every week.
Yeah, but I'm gonna get my asshole torn off.
Literally?
Probably.
Ooh, that'd be a vicious execution move.
Ew. Alright, guys. We're out. Peace.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.